Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. In today's program, we look at two remarkable works by Richard Danielpour, one of the finest composers working in America today. His music has been performed by a who's who of musicians. This particular recording, it's actually two recordings put together, is titled Ancient Voices and includes two large-scale works, Darkness in the Ancient Valley for symphony orchestra with a soprano soloist at the very end, and Toward a Season of Peace for choir and orchestra. Over the next 20 minutes, I'll give you as much of a sense of these pieces as I can, but they really should be heard complete and uninterrupted to really appreciate them. Here's how a little more of how that first piece, Darkness in the Ancient Valley, begins. That was from the very beginning of Darkness in the Ancient Valley, from the opening movement called Lamentation. Although there are two distinct pieces on this recording, composer Richard Danielpour always thought of them as being related. He calls them siblings. They are related by their Middle Eastern influence and related by their concern for terrible events going on there at the moment, a seemingly endless cycle of despair and tragedy. And through his music and through the words he chooses to include, Richard Danielpour tries to find, if not resolution, at least some kind of hope. Still, in many places in the world today, hope is a precious commodity, arrived at through great struggle and often despite the immediate situation in which millions of people live. From Darkness in the Ancient Valley, here is a bit of the movement called Benediction. Of Darkness in the Ancient Valley, the composer wrote, "This 35-minute work was inspired by recent events in Iran, in particular the way its people, especially the women, have been brutalized. This is of particular interest to me because my parents were born in Iran, and my family lineage on both sides goes back for well over 20 generations." He goes on to say, "While this is clearly the music of a 21st-century American composer, it is the music of an American composer with a Middle Eastern memory." This is one of the most interesting things about American music as it heads into the new millennium. Families arrive from all over the world and bring with them a range of cultural backgrounds as varied as the world itself. And if they are composers or their children are composers, Oftentimes, they reflect this background in their music, even as they remain resolutely American. Here's the penultimate movement of Darkness in the Ancient Valley called Profanation. Music by Richard Danielpour. The fifth movement of this piece, of Darkness in the Ancient Valley, was written for soprano Hilla Plitman. Danielpour writes, the text comes from an English translation of a Rumi poem and involves a woman who refuses to retaliate against her husband or lover in spite of his abusive and cruel behavior. The voice of this woman is for me a metaphor for the voice of the people of Iran who have endured much under the present regime, but who nonetheless refuse to retaliate with violence. Here is a bit of that movement with soprano Hilla Plitman.
Thank you.
The second piece on this recording is Toward a Season of Peace. It's a 7-movement work for choir and orchestra. Once again, both the music and the choice of words are inspired by Dalyapur's concern for what he sees going on in the Middle East. He writes in the liner notes, "An issue of greatest interest and concern to me is how the peoples of the Middle East have used religion to remain at war with one another in spite of the fact that Jews, Muslims, and Christians all believe in one God. Ironically, all of the great religions speak of peace as a fundamental goal for humanity. Shalom, Salam, Alecham, and Peace be with you are primary greetings in Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, respectively. This is the reason for my using multiple languages in Toward a Season of Peace." From that work, here is the very beginning, Annunciation. That was music from the opening movement of Toward a Season of Peace. Part 2, which is actually movement 4, begins with the famous litany of Ecclesiastes and culminates in the setting of the Lord's Prayer, invoking the choice between war and peace. The words need no explanation, but prior to listening to the music, they do bear repeating. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. That was a bit of the Atonement movement from Toward a Season of Peace. The final movements of Toward a Season of Peace suggest a way forward, peace through forgiveness. When you think about it, it's strikingly similar to the message or what Nelson Mandela and Mahatma Gandhi used to speak about. The work, overall, is titled Toward a Season of Peace, because Danyapur says that's the season of rebirth and rebuilding. And he says the texts, well, they're a metaphor for change and transformation. You have been listening to music from two works by Richard Danyapur, Darkness in the Ancient Valley and Toward a Season of Peace. Darkness in the Ancient Valley was performed by the Nashville Symphony conducted by Giancarlo Guerro and features the wonderful soprano soloist Hilla Plitman. Toward a Season of Peace features the Pacific Chorale under John Alexander and the Pacific Symphony conducted by Carl St. Clair. Beautiful and moving music that really deserves your full attention and thought. All available on Naxos 8.578311-12. I thought we would end this podcast with the final movement, final music from Toward a Season of Peace and the words that go with it from the Kaddish. May God, who makes peace on high, bring peace to all and to all in Israel, and say Amen.